This is Bill Wills with Michael Diemer, the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Big news this week, Michael. First time in 16 years, Cleveland electing a new mayor, and Mayor-elect Justin Bibb it is.
Well, we're real excited in the city of Cleveland, and I want to congratulate Mayor-elect Bibb on his election. We're, of course, excited about the vision that he's bringing forward for the city of Cleveland and looking forward to working with him. I'm particularly excited that the city has elected a downtown Cleveland resident to lead our city. And we had, you know, really two great candidates at the end. You know, want to thank Council President Kelly for his campaign and his years of service on council and as council president. But we're now looking forward to working with the Bibb administration as the mayor-elect puts together his team, and we just pledge our full support from Downtown Cleveland Alliance to help the mayor-elect and his team be successful and help us rebound from this pandemic as quickly as we can.
Our new mayor will manage a city that is coming out of the pandemic. With that in mind, Downtown Cleveland Alliance publishing the latest numbers, if you will, the October Recovery Report. What are you finding, Michael?
Well, I think the good news for the mayor-elect is that he'll be coming in at a time where the city and downtown in particular are well-positioned for recovery. Certainly a lot of work to do, but we're well-positioned. We released, as you said, Bill, our first monthly recovery report, and we found that foot traffic is increasing, that workers are returning to downtown. We're seeing new shops and restaurants open in downtown. And specifically, we saw nearly a 100% increase in foot traffic from September of last year to September of this year. We saw in a survey that we put out, 90% of employers who responded to our survey have workers back in their office, either full-time or on a part-time or hybrid model. And over, believe it or not, over the course of the last year and a half, while we have seen some shops and restaurants close, we've seen a net increase of 9 new storefront businesses. So I think we have a ways to go in terms of where we want to be as a downtown coming out of the pandemic, but we're very pleased with the year-over-year progress we've made, and we'll be issuing these recovery reports on a monthly basis to document downtown's recovery. You can find out all about the report and what's going on with the downtown recovery by visiting us at our website at downtowncleveland.com.
And Circle Winterfest coming November 27th. Michael Diemer with the Downtown Cleveland Alliance.